Winthrop head coach Pat Kelsey joins us following the dominant 106-70 win over Upstate. How did you do it?
Well, you know, it helps when the ball goes in. We shot it very well. We were really efficient on the offensive end. Charles was huge for us tonight. Yeah. He had 17 points on only 10 shots and might have been his best defensive game in a Winthrop uniform. Yeah. I think he was really, really good on the defensive end. Josh Ferguson was very efficient. Was big for us, was 17 and 10 on only 8 shots. Hunter Hale had 21 on only 11 shots. You know, so it starts with our defense. And I think these last three games, we've really been not perfect, but we're playing with unbelievable energy on the defensive end. We just got to continue it tomorrow against one of these two teams that are both really hard to defend.
You went 16 of 30 on threes. Did you feel as though within your offense you were doing something spectacular to set them up, or just a day where you've got good shooters and shots are going down?
I mean, I just think we're really hard to guard, Dave, and I think if you asked anybody in this league, they'd say the same thing. You know, we generate good shots. Be honest with you, I don't know if in the last 3 weeks we've shot it all that well. You know, I mean, we just – sometimes you watch tape and you're like, man, that's a pretty good shot. And this is what we're capable of when we shoot it well. I mean, we can score 100 points with our pace. But, again, it starts on the defensive end. So this one's over. Got to turn the page and, like I said, go to the next one.
How great was it, though, for this team? Josh Ferguson starts off, gets that three to get the team rolling. And it really felt like the team fed off his energy, especially early.
Yeah, they've been feeding off his energy and Hunter's energy here the last couple weeks. You know, those seniors have really stepped up. You know, and you saw it tonight through their performance, but they've been great behind the scenes, too. They really have. Neither one of them are the most vocal guys in the world, but it might be the most talkative and verbally leadership type stuff that Hunter's given us since he's been here, and it's been huge.
And on the glass, plus 22, what enabled you to do that?
I mean, that's what we do. I mean, I think the other day we were 11th in the country in offensive rebounding. So I don't know where we are now, but we're right there around
7th.
7th in the country in offensive rebounding. That's hard to do. I give Dave Davis a ton of credit for that. Like he told me this summer, I guess he had 4 or 5 teams at Pfeiffer that led the country in offensive rebounding, and he goes, we just had a bunch of guys that looked like Kyle Zunick. Mm. And he goes, we just, you know, it was and Dave grades every single shot, and all 5 guys on the floor have to do their responsibility. And it's funny, he said he has a standard, and his standard is you have to go to the glass like you're the only guy that can get it, and if you don't get it, we're going to lose. That's the standard.
Yeah.
And you know, our guys, we got tough kids that crash the glass. Now on the defensive end, you know, we've been a good defensive rebounding team as well. I think we're 40th or 50th in the country in defensive rebounding too.
Obviously, you don't know who you're going to play yet, but the Winthrop fans, hopefully thinking about driving to the New River Valley tomorrow, would like to know just a thought on each of these teams, Asheville and Gardner-Webb.
Yeah, I mean, they're both very, you know, Gardner-Webb's playing out of this world. Tim's done an unbelievable job after losing one of the best players in the league. I have so much respect for Tim, and I think he's a world-class person too. They're really hard to defend. And then Asheville's the same thing. I mean, they play 5 guards. They spread you. They drive you. You know, they're one of the country's leading teams in turnovers in terms of turning people over. So, you know, your ball security is really, really important. But both are going to be a nightmare to guard. So I might have a few nightmares here tonight. But hopefully they will, too.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, see you, buddy.
Winthrop's Pat Kelsey as the Eagles knock off USC Upstate 106-70.